When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Welcome back to DGS on KMOX. A few minutes past 3 p.m. Kind of a cloudy, misty day out there right now. Janelle is here with us. She's here every Thursday at 3 p.m. We talk about movies and entertainment. You can follow her on social media, see her movie reviews on TikTok under Holy L, E-L-L-E. Well, we have to start with this. Janelle, I don't know if you know this, but Jelly Roll's taken 2 years off.
I heard. So, do we know where he's at yet?
We know.
Nobody's tracked him down?
I'm still at the crossroads.
There's no Jelly Roll tracker?
No one knows.
Ugh.
He's in the wind.
Disappointing. Is he leaving a trail?
He's in the wind.
Follow the jam.
Oh, boy. One of these days, he's going to come back. I'm going to be like, no! Man, that was a sweet 2 years.
Well, I feel like when a celebrity announces they're going away like this.
Right.
It's like when people get on Facebook and they're like, I'm deleting all right. social media. Yeah. So say your goodbyes. And then 3 days later, they're back.
Yeah. How many hundreds of email have you received saying, I will never listen to the show again? And then the next day you get another email. I can't believe you said
and,
this.
And the response is always online from people who are just roll their eyes. Is like, you're not an airline. You don't have to announce your departure.
Right.
Yes.
So,
this isn't an airport.
Nope. Just go
you're
ahead.
Free to leave.
Bye-bye.
I'm not sure if Ronnie's always does this, but last night the movie started at 6:20 and the movie started at 6:20. Like the trailers were all before that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
I
usually
know.
It's a 15-minute trailer.
Yeah.
window. Yeah.
So I knew it was like a 3-hour movie, so I'm doing the math how long it's by the time I'm going to get home. And I'm like, oh, they're not going to start this thing until like, you know, 6:40, 6:20. Boom, done.
Wow.
They're going.
Maybe it's just to try to get crank more of those out. You know, those 15 minutes add up.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just trying to crank more and more.
Yeah.
Because I know that they're how full was the theater?
Great question. Pretty. Maybe completely, but I was not really clocking much. So, but it was pretty full.
Yeah. It's on its way. We figured it would go past a little bit past a billion, and that's like Spider-Man's already done a billion, so it's heading towards 2 billion.
Don't you feel like Odyssey will do great on streaming too?
That was one of the things that I had said when I had seen it, was to echo what you said, is no, when it does end up on streaming, no matter what point that movie will be on, I'll watch it.
Yes.
Yeah, it won't matter where it starts, where you catch it, it'll be like, oh, let's turn that on.
And Nick and I were doing the traditional parking lot analysis of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I said was, I'm like, look, I don't mind it being 3 hours. And it was a very quick 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did not suffer.
No.
But I would love to have seen it maybe for the first time. And I could be wrong about this, but like a 3-episode miniseries, just because there was so much packed in there.
Sure.
That I would love a little time to let it settle.
I agree, but only if he is the one that directed.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that he is, despite what some people think about Christopher Nolan, he is one of our generation's greatest directors. Yes.
Yeah.
And he knows the right cinematographers to hire, the right, you know, he always composes with Ludwig Göransson.
The score.
Which he made him score it with materials that would only be able to be found at during that time. He
that
did not
sense.
Let him use modern day instruments. So yeah, it was a lot of banging of just like I said, just materials that he could in it. I would Mousy, what I would love to see is the making of, because I've seen so many like clips and things that went into the making of that movie that I would be interested in the making of that, because the dolphin that we see that pops out of the water, apparently that was just happenstance.
Just happened.
Yeah. The, like I said, again, the puppetry that they use in the cave is amazing.
Yeah.
That's just, I would love to see how they put together the score, just all that. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah. I said this, I'm sure you heard it, but I really thought Elliot Page was a small part of the movie, but I thought he was one of the best parts of the movie. I mean, it was like that through line, which I've not read the Iliad and the Odyssey. So I, for all knew, I knew Sinon was in there.
Sure.
And Andrew said, no, they added that.
Right.
But what a brilliant move. Because that was sort of like the thread from beginning to end, that whole story.
Yeah. Robert Pattinson was my favorite character because he's just so hateable.
Oh, my gosh. He had a blast.
And yes, he had a very fun time being hateable in that movie, but he's just so good. And Matt Damon is one of, he does give a performance that you do forget legitimately that it is Matt Damon in that movie.
I wanted to ask you, so when I was doing this with Andrew when I first came in, I said I'd only seen Agamemnon, like Agamemnon. And then when he started talking, I was like, oh, I wish you weren't talking, because it just didn't
he has an
fit.
He wasn't aura farming at that point.
And then when they showed him with his shirt off from behind, I'm like, oh, again, that's a miss right there. But Andrew's theory is it was like a Wizard of Oz thing, that they wanted to show him looking not buff juxtapose against his menacing.
The big shoulder pads and the thing.
Yeah, because that's how, again, that's how he thinks of himself in that story. And, you know, in the Trojan War and what he's doing and his righteousness and to war and stuff, and that he's kind of hateable by his troops. And like, it is, a lot of them do, like Achilles, I think, does things to irritate him because he doesn't respect being there. So it's like he is a paper tiger in that movie. So they do represent that well, as far as he gives off this great aura, but when it comes down to it, and I'm not going to spoil what happens to him in the end, but that's kind of right for his character, for what he ends up.
I mean, I know it wasn't like the movie Troy wasn't nearly as accurate, but it did depict that very clearly, that nobody liked Agamemnon.
No.
I feel like this guy's just is hungry for his own power, and that's why Achilles hated him.
Yeah, it was a 10-year war. They were tired. They were wiped out. They didn't understand why they were there just for a girl.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't there for just a girl, but they do a great job. Like I said, he's very much a paper tiger, and he's like gives off all this bravado, but ultimately in the end, he's nothing kind of without.
Andrew and I were also discussing, both of us having a touch of claustrophobia, that the scenes in the horse.
Yes, that did not look fun, right?
Yeah, just
and
again.
I don't want to give anything away.
Right. But like again, with the behind the scenes, have you heard John Bernthal talk about it?
Yeah.
And that the water was freezing and they were freezing in there and he was shaking and that he had to sit with his hands like this and not move. And Christopher Nolan was like, you know, do you need us to take a break? And he's like, you're not going to break me, Christopher. You're not going to. Because he didn't want to be the one that like ended the scene and what they needed to do. But it was accurate because he had them half submerged in the water filming all of that in the ocean. Yeah, so it's incredible. It's incredible.
I love John Bernthal and everything. He was the only actor last night that I was pretty aware it was John Bernthal.
Yeah, because he kind of always sounds like John Bernthal.
Yeah.
It was like the Punisher was Menelaus.
Yes.
You kind of was. I was sitting there and waiting for him to like, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, that's... But luckily, he's only in it for, almost everybody's just in it for a heartbeat, except for like a lot of the main characters. But one of my other favorites was Samantha Morton when she was Cersei.
Oh, man. Great.
Yeah. And
she was great.
Even then, they said those effects in that movie were practically. It's incredible.
I had to watch it like kind of looking away.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It is an uncomfortable scene, but I would love to know how they did the changing of them into animals and back.
Yeah. What else have you seen recently?
The other night we saw One Night Only, which is lovingly called The Sexual Purge by anybody who knows what the trailer is about. And it's how it's a like an autocratic or like an authoritarian government puts out this law that there's no premarital sex ever. You get a tattoo on your wrist and it lights up if you're close to somebody of the opposite sex and your hormones start going crazy. But premarital sex is outlawed except for one night every year from 7 to 7. And you would think that a movie with this kind of subject matter, they would really go in for the joke in like, I'm blanking on what's the one with, oh God, Superbad.
Yeah.
They really go in for the, it is really crude. It is really dirty. Mm-hmm. And you would think a movie with this type of subject matter, it would just really go in. I'm not saying like I'm advocating for just full nudity and do it. But if you're going to have a movie about sex being illegal for 12 hours, like go in. The riskiest thing you see in this movie is LeVar Burton wrapped in bubble wrap. And it's... You know, it's kind of disappointing because you're just like this. It's just too cutesy. And you don't need, and it's a rom-com and it's great. And those scenes usually aren't my type of movies anyways. But if you're going to do it, like, let's go for the joke. Let's not do for the wink and the. But I mean, like Monica Barbaro, she's charming. She can have chemistry with a paper bag. Callum Turner is tough. Bless his heart for snagging Dua Lipa, because that boy, he just does not come across as charismatic on screen at all.
Interesting.
So,
what do you know about Wicker Man? I mean, there's besides the obvious.
You've seen the
I've seen it all.
The British trailer.
Yes.
Oh, maybe not.
There's a Wicker Weenie.
Yeah. So it's. I mean, Alexander Skarsgård will do any. That family is just nuts. Yeah. So. You know, bless his heart. The one we were all talking about earlier is the one with Robert Pattinson, again, coming out later this year as him playing Chris Hansen in an A24 movie. And I think it kind of delves into, I know there's a documentary out there about Chris Hansen and the effects that Dateline had on society and just good and bad. And I think they're going to kind of go and lean into that direction as far as showing that there were things that, even though Dateline had a good hook and it was, I mean, for the greater good of whatever they were doing, they did have some missteps that really did screw with people's lives. So I hope they're going in that direction. And it's A24, so you know it's going to be a little weird and a little trippy, but Robert Pattinson is, he's bringing it all this year. He's played everything.
Is this a Mandela effect for me? Did Chris Hansen get in trouble at some point?
I think... by proxy of the show and a case that had happened on the show.
Oh, so he didn't do anything?
No, it was just the him going in kind of for the kill and whether or not it was worth it and he should have done it for that. So, I highly recommend the document. The documentary was great on it because it doesn't really hold just the thought of it being just a greater good of it, like, oh, of course, well, we're getting child predator off the street. This is a great thing that there were some dark things to it that didn't go right.
I think I'm kind of opposite from what I would intuitively think people are like when it comes to someone my age. I would think would be like, these young actors, they blah, 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 give me Henry Fonda. I'm the opposite. I'm so tired of my generation's actors. I can't see Tom Hanks in one more thing. I can't see George Clooney one more time. I'm really enjoying the Zendayas and the Tom Hollands and the Pat, just because they're fresh, they're new.
Yeah. Oh, it's. I think it's great to watch people at like so good at that age coming out. Like you've got Florence Pugh, who you can put her in anything, and I think she's fantastic. Andrew Garfield, even this Jacob Elordi, who's going to be in. I think it's. Lord of War, War of Dogs, or something. Dogs of War is coming out.
Lord of War Dogs.
Lord of War Dogs. Some zombie apocalypse movie. I really look forward to seeing all of them in things. Especially when they're great.
Yeah.
You know, you get Timothée Chalamet, who's in everything. But I mean, it like we were talking about earlier, you're not hearing the criticisms of Robert Pattinson being in everything like you were Pedro Pascal.
Mm-hmm.
but Robert Pattinson's in four movies this year.
Yeah.
I think Pedro Pascal was in three and people were everybody's complaining. I feel
like, but it was TV shows too, right?
I feel like I only see Robert Pattinson in when he's acting.
Okay.
Pedro Pascal, I'm not saying he's thirsty, but I just saw him everywhere. You know?
But is that his fault?
Maybe, maybe not. I'm not sure how much.
Like, if
he
cameras
puts
chase me
out
around,
there.
You know, like, is it my fault if I'm on screen all the time, or is it everybody's hunting me down to?
Yeah, but even if it's not his fault, it still has the same effect where you're like, God, I'm seeing this guy a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
But with Pattinson, I don't feel that way. You can do four movies every year. I don't care. See him or I won't.
Yeah.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's the refreshing!
Disaster.
We're back, DGS and KMOX. Dave Murray's up next, Janelle is here with us. I was, after the movie last night, we immediately started analyzing it. And I was just thinking about when performance started, whenever that was.
Sure. You're talking about like Shakespeare on the...
Even before.
Okay.
Like, how quickly was the critic born after the performer said, hey, I'm going to put it on something I call a play?
Oh, I would bet immediately. I don't think you have... I think with... It's like the chicken and the egg kind of argument. Like, I think probably people are already criticizing something and then something new happened. They were like, now let's criticize that. Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah, it's with what you can't have one without the other.
I just fantasize that there was like a month,
no,
where they're putting on plays and people are just like,
nope.
I'm so happy.
No,
it was perfect.
Look at this thing they're doing.
No, because I think that with any true art form,
can you imagine the first guy to perform? Everyone's like, what the hell's wrong with Ned? You know, where he's just like,
what's he doing?
I'm a bison. They're like, Ned's a bison. I don't
okay,
know.
He's pretending to be.
Good luck, buddy.
And then someone back goes, I've seen better bison.
I think, with one goes the other. That was just a natural relationship that formed him.
When you started doing critiquing, how much did you try to learn about the art of being a critic?
Oh, still read books and still watch YouTube videos and will re-watch movies that I have seen previously and see if I can identify things. Because I'm really terrible about like identifying themes in movies. I'm just awful at it, but I'm always striving to be better at it. Just for my own sake. I mean, not that it has anything to do with anybody's, you know, what they should think of my opinion. I do it strictly for myself and just trying to learn it. Because you were talking about earlier, I heard the pretentiousness thing.
Yes.
But do you think that comes from just the recognizing that it is art, that what he did was art? You watch a lot of slop, and I'm not breaking new ground here. You admittedly watch a lot of TikTok.
Yeah.
But TikTok compared to what you just watched, one is art. Now, I love a good smut novel, but when I read The Great Gatsby or The Picture of Dorian
that could be
Gray.
My favorite thing you've ever said. Just the way you said it. No, last night, I can say this. Why wouldn't I be able to say this? But last night, during one of the scenes, I had that thought, oh my God, humans did this.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is an artist. And again, film is an art medium, but not every film is art.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the easiest way to say it, because you're going to watch films, you watch, you know, you could watch Spider-Man, and now this latest one might be a bad example because it's great cinematography and some of the art direction is amazing. But you could have watched like The Incredible Hulk. It might have entertained you, but it doesn't mean that it's exactly art. It is an art form.
Yeah.
But what he does in The Odyssey is art. His framing of shots and who he hires to make it an art piece is great.
10-second thing, Rach. I saw Harrison Ford interviewed by this kind of younger kid.
This is a great.
And he goes, how stupid did you feel acting the Red Hulk parts? And in typical Harrison Ford, he's real quiet and he leans in and he goes, son, that's what the money's for.
Exactly.
Carol's over the landfill.
Janelle's hanging out with us. Dave Murray joins us, 3:35. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
My grandson did stand-up paddle today.
Nice. Impressive.
6 years old. Yeah.
Not bad.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Enjoyed it, too.
Is he a little...
I gave him some advice. I said, okay, here's the first thing. This is the only thing you need to know, because your balance is great. He's a fairly athletic little kid. I said, don't look down. keep your eyes straight ahead. The moment you look down at the water, you're going to fall off the board.
Mm.
And he was doing it with about five or six other kids. And the five or six other kids looked down and they all fell off.
Yeah. Losers. I hope he beat their ass.
Yeah.
Where did this paddling take place?
Newport Harbor.
Nice.
Little, he's going to a camp, half day camp this week.
Yeah.
Just to get him out of the house.
When Maureen and I were out there seeing Phoebe off, which, by the way, Phoebe's back today.
Oh, good.
You know how the mornings are, like the gray, chilly mornings.
Yep.
And there,
Marine layer.
And there were people out there in wetsuits surfing at like 7 in the morning. And
sure.
I thought, that looks like one of the coolest things I would never do. Like, I'm just not built that way. But man, that looks fun. Just to
I have tried it a couple of times, and I'm not built for surfing either. I think I've tried it 3 or 4 times. I've never gotten up on the board.
Huh?
Fallen off plenty of times. Never really got.
Yeah. So kind of murky today here in St. Louis.
Yeah, yeah. It's most of the showers are now sinking to the south. There's still a chance of a shower, thunder shower, as we go through the evening and the overnight, but very slim. The bulk of the thunder showers, and they're not severe by any means, are down in southern Jefferson County for the most part and moving away. So tomorrow's one of these days, partly sunny skies, 88. The humidity will be back because we've had a little bit of rain. I'll keep a chance of a spot shower or thunder shower, but very limited. I think we have a lot of dry time. All is quiet Friday night, though the humidity is back. It's summer weekend, sunny skies Saturday, more humid. Temperature-wise, 89. That's still not too bad, but 93, sunny, hot, and humid on Sunday. Hot and humid weather, right around 95 come Monday and Tuesday. And then there's a shot of another backdoor cool front that should push all that out come Wednesday. Long way away, but
even longer away than that, Dave, is next Sunday the 16th, but my band is playing an outdoor gig. Any feel which way it's heading?
I'm sure it will be a great time.
Okay. That doesn't sound good.
there's your answer.
That doesn't sound good.
You know, if this, you know, again, we're talking Wednesday of next week, this front will try to come in. If it gets through and it pushes the heat and humidity to the south, that should hold probably through the following weekend.
Nice. Beautiful.
So we'll keep that in mind.
I'll take it. Rachel, you want to do headlines?
That's a long way
you want to do throwback?
Let's do throwback because we have some good things for Throwback Thursday today. Let's start with 136 years ago. Well, this isn't like a good thing, but it's interesting. In 1890, they first used the electric chair on this day in a prison in Auburn, New York. And they actually botched the first attempt, so they had to do it twice.
Imagine how that conversation went. Like, hey, I have an idea how we could kill people.
Right. Okay. What a great point. Like, okay, so we need to take this person's life.
Yeah.
They've received the death penalty. How should we do it? You guys really landed on, we'll strap them to a chair and electrocute him.
Right.
Like, I'd
Well, they used to do it by firing squad, right?
Right.
Well, that seems more humane to me.
I'll take that over electrocution.
I guess. I don't know enough about it. I mean, I'd rather just have the lethal injection personally, but that didn't exist at that time. I wonder if they just missed too often on the firing squad and you just sit there bleeding for whatever.
Wait a minute. So she says 1830?
90? Did you say 1890, Rach?
1890, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, that's not long after they were make, like, electrical motors and stuff were invented. So they're like, you know what? Hey, you know what? We could use all of this electricity
for the first five things they did.
Okay, another thing that's by no means good, but it is interesting. This is a big throwback day. 81 years ago in 1945, the Enola Gay dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima. About 70,000 people died instantly, with another 60,000 dying in the next 4 months. It leveled 90% of the city, and it was the first time the atomic bomb had been dropped on a populated area, first time it was used in warfare. The co-pilot Robert Lewis wrote in his logbook that day, quote, "My God, what have we done?"
Wow.
I just can't imagine what it was like to live through that.
I've watched a couple of really good documentaries. And whatever you think, it's so much worse. And there's a story of that one guy, I forget the gentleman's name, but he was in Hiroshima within a mile of the blast. And he's like, I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm going to Nagasaki.
Oh, no.
And he went to Nagasaki. And he was there when they dropped that one, too.
Yeah.
Survived them both.
64 years ago, in 1962, Jamaica became an independent nation within the British Commonwealth. And 61 years ago, in 1965, the Beatles released Help, their fifth album, with their classic hits Ticket to Ride, Help, and Yesterday.
Can I make a point about me?
Yeah.
I said this to Nick last night when we were having chicken wings. When you're talking about, what was the last story you just did before that?
I threw it in
there. Oh, don't worry about it.
The Enola Gay?
Yeah, no, it was the one after. It doesn't matter.
Jamaica.
Jamaica, yes. I didn't know that. I had no idea. I had no idea who owned it and when, blah, blah, blah. And here's my point. As a generalist, it served me very well in this radio job because it's tough to get the puck past me on most things. Like, I probably have heard of it, but my depth of knowledge is troublingly low. It just is.
You're right.
Yeah. Like, on most topics, you know, I've got my buff things like Gettysburg and Bigfoot, but if you asked me to discuss most things intelligently for 10 minutes, I would struggle.
I think that's most people.
I was going to say, I think most people do that.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily just you. I think that's most people. I think most people have the few things they really like and can talk hours upon, and then they have a general base of knowledge, but then it's pretty surface.
Did you learn more in high school and college, let's just say about history, well, you're a bad example because you're a historian, or since then from like television and movies?
That one. But it's also been 30 or 40 years.
Yeah, I would say anything after high school is where my knowledge, and my want
Your
to
love,
learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just, I can't get enough of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you're learning because something interests you, you're going to go deeper than if you're doing it because you have to take a test on Friday.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Back to you, Rach.
Yeah. 33 years ago, The Fugitive was released.
Shut up.
33 years ago, 1993.
That's the 90s, man.
That hurts.
Which I have a follow-up to Throwback Thursday that will make us all feel extremely old.
Great. Good.
So we can maybe do that next segment if we run out of time. Just something to look
forward to. Looking
forward
to feeling old.
Yeah.
Something
to go get my cane.
28 years ago in 1998, Monica Lewinsky spent 8.5 hours testifying before a grand jury about her relationship with President Bill Clinton. 8.5 hours. Wonder how he felt during that time.
He's like, over on the side just going,
what are you gonna say?
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
27 years ago in 1999, The Sixth Sense was released, starring Bruce Willis, of course. Haley Joel Osment.
I can't believe there are people who don't think that movie's scary. I thought it was so scary.
Hmm. Is it supposed to be scary?
I'm going to come in there.
No, genuinely, I didn't think it was a horror film. I thought it was like a drama.
Wait, a comedy? What
not a comedy,
it's
but
a
just
mystery.
Like a, yeah, like a mystery. Like a mystery drama kind
there
of deal.
There are dead people in the kid's tent.
Yeah. You don't know that until later.
That's the scary part. That's the part that scared me.
Yeah.
But it's not like, I'm not like scared the whole time I'm watching it.
Well.
Was Phoebe really scared of it or not scared of it at all? Wasn't there something with her in that movie?
No, the story with her, she'd never seen it.
Okay.
And yeah. Maureen and Nick and I watched her watch it and not get it until the very end.
Right.
And I never had that pleasure before, right. So.
That's cool.
23 years ago in 2003, Freaky Friday was released, starring Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis. Always enjoyed that movie.
Aren't they making another one?
No.
They already made one.
It was already out.
Oh, that's so bad.
14 years ago, in 2012, NASA landed the Curiosity rover on Mars. I forgot to tell you guys about in my DC trip. I went to the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
It was right. It was cool.
It's unbelievably cool.
Best part was you get to touch a part of the moon.
Yeah.
They have a part of the moon you can touch.
Very cool.
And I was just like, why isn't there a line to touch the moon? Right. I kept touching it.
It's the moon right here.
Yeah.
What did it feel
so
like?
So cool.
Like the moon.
It felt like I was touching a moonstone. I felt like Clefairy was going to show up.
He's got powers now.
Isn't the Smithsonian just like, oh my God.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It was neat. Yeah.
It's wonderful.
You seem underwhelmed.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of Smithsonians.
Well, I say there's a lot of parts to it.
So we went to the Air and Space, and then I really wanted to go to the, it's called the Museum of the American Indian. It's right next door. That one was definitely kind of underwhelming. Yeah. And it makes sense because it's like, well, if we really got into the history of the American Indian.
Yeah.
It'd be a much bigger exhibit.
Right. And also, there's not much stuff, I think, that was preserved because if they would have been actively preserving things during the time, they would have had to admit what was going on.
Yeah.
Plus, it's probably all over the country, too, those kind of exhibits.
Sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was a little bummed. It was kind of sparse.
I'm so glad I grew up where I did, where you guys did. Because I don't know about you two, but Native American culture was a huge thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, growing up
over
there.
Especially with like Pierre Marquette.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, 11 years ago, it was 2015, and Jon Stewart hosted his final episode of The Daily Show, for then anyway, and closed the show with Bruce Springsteen playing him off. Thought this was interesting too. 11 years ago, also, Hamilton opened on Broadway. That's all I got for you guys. Next segment, if you're interested, we'll do the feeling old.
It's the old people segment. Old.
You're going to miss out, Dave.
Can't wait.
Way ahead of you. Bye.
It's 3:46. This time check is brought to you by Paramount Men's Medical Center.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport.
Reofax 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Reofax 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Welcome back, DGS 352. Happy Thursday. My band is going to be playing 1 week from Sunday, which is August 16th. We're at Frankie Martin's out in Cottleville, and I believe the hours that the band is playing is 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And I'm really excited because it looks like Fee may be able to come to the gig.
Oh, fun.
And she hasn't seen me play since she was like 10 or 11.
Wow. That's
yeah.
Cool. Exciting.
Yeah. So that's cool.
All right. Let's feel old.
Let's do it.
Make us old.
Oh, sorry.
Make us old. Make
that's
us
that's
old.
My cue. That's my cue. I forgot what we were doing. Okay. Steve sent me this earlier, and I said, it's going with Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, Steve's old.
Did you guys know that Pac-Man was released in 1980, which was 46 years ago?
Sadly, I was playing Pac-Man in the bowling alley arcade in 1980.
The three of us. Yes, Rachel, we know.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, that's kind of crappy.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Did you know?
I didn't know.
That the Walkman was also released the same year.
Yes.
I didn't know.
We nice. Knew.
Thanks, Andrew.
I wouldn't have known the year, but, you know, yeah, the time frame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was working at least with Senor Donut back
then. Senor Donut. Oh. Yeah.
We had a Pac-Man machine.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Dude, Pac-Man was fun. For its time.
MTV went on the air 45 years ago.
Jeez.
Thriller was released 44 years ago. Mm-hmm. So was E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Andrew's favorite movie, with his most adorable
phone home.
Little
what did you say
towel.
He looks like? He's made out of what? Remember that?
No, but I mean...
He said he looked like
turds?
Something gross.
No, I think he said he looked like
he's made
he was,
of turds.
I mean, turds is the answer.
Sentient poop.
No. Yeah, turds is the answer.
What you said was he looks like he's made out of food that someone already ate.
Well, that would
oh,
be.
Oh, yeah. That's also turds.
Yeah.
Yes, that would be
that was maybe my nice way of saying that.
Yeah, get to the same conclusion.
I hate that stupid alien so much.
Cheers premiered 44 years ago, 1982, which is so crazy that Frasier wasn't character on Cheers. Then he wanted on to do Frasier. Then they did the Frasier reboot.
Yeah.
It was on the air for 40 years.
Yeah.
As the same wonderful, perfect character.
That means that next year is my 45th high school reunion.
Ooh.
You feel old yet?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you've done your you've done your job.
You did the
this
job,
is what
Rach.
I promised.
You did.
Congrats.
You were translating for...
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.